Oh, Hobbo, yeah, man. We love Hobbo. Yeah. Always gets winners for us. We need to talk to him again soon. Well, as we go through winter, we get up to Swan Hill, up to the regions. Mm. We get Hobbo back on, get some winners.
Swan Hill Cup's not far away.
Are we going up?
Gareth is. We're not going. I wanted to go up because I wanted to play golf at Murray Downs.
Of course you did. Steve O wouldn't want us to do that, though, because he wants us in the studio so he can...
No, I'm a country man. We need to do more trips. Country guy. We could be like the... You could be the Leyland brothers.
No, we don't need to be doing that unless you give me a rangy, like the Leyland brothers used to have.
Yeah.
But not that one.
Halfsmore and Elby Mangles type.
He is. Him and Hall's Gap there, I can imagine. He went camping and they stayed in a caravan park.
with
toilets. You don't go camping unless you go and do your business in a pit.
No, that's...
100% agree.
Yeah. No, that is absolute garbage.
There's no toilets if you're camping.
Absolute
camping.
Garbage. Never, you start. You're not involved in this conversation, White.
Next thing you'll tell me there was a TV.
You're not involved in this conversation, White, because you wouldn't get out of a five-star or a bricks and mortar type setup.
No.
There has to be wild animals.
Yeah, wild animals. And kangaroos came in and started eating our hot cross buns.
Yeah, but you need to feel under threat.
At night time, we're under threat. Came into the buddy tent, the annex.
Okay. Yeah.
Stupid bloody thing.
Did you have a TV?
In the tent?
In the cabin.
There's a tent.
In a caravan.
There's no cabin. Tent.
But it's a plot in a caravan park.
Oh, my God.
Was there an ablution block?
I'm going to ablution you.
Was there an ablution block?
You're ablutioning me.
Well, that's a yes.
Yeah, but honoured to be here on Enya's birthday, actually, because it reminded me of a story. We have a guy who played cricket with, Tim Stannard. Every week he turns up with his headphones on.
Just like my Erskine Falls story?
Yeah, not quite.
I fall a bit flat.
He turns up with his headphones.
Well, that's only because you couldn't tell the full story.
Well, picnics at the falls. Yeah, Erskine River, beautiful.
So he turns up, walks across the ground every week with the headphones on. You think he's got Def Leppard, Rocket, or... Eye of the Tiger on. So one week I said, what do you listen to, mate? Enya.
Real peaceful sort of zen
week,
sort
week
of
two? I said, what you listen to, Timmy?
Is that what you're listening to?
Yeah, what you're listening to.
Drop some words.
Yeah, well, this is the way we talk down at the group.
What you put, you go to character there.
Yeah. Word efficiencies.
Hey, Timmy, what you listen to, mate?
Timmy, what song on?
Week two. Titanic theme. Celine Dion.
Yeah, he's really going zen, yeah, real passion.
It was like Mitchell Johnson when he got to the top of his mark, he'd sing the Frozen song. Let it go. To try and relax.
It might be a topic.
Is that right?
Yeah, one stage, the great pump-up song, Eye of the Tiger, still number one. Every sort of country footy club used to play it.
A bit of Pat Benatar.
Yeah.
And the Ghetto Blaster.
Or Fight Up.
Playing to Win.
John Farnham is
still LRB.
Playing to Win. Yeah, LRB.
Yeah, but anyway, we digress. Melbourne are playing to win. They haven't lost yet this year.
You're getting some feedback off the SMS. I won't read it.
Right.
You can read it by yourself later on.
Melbourne are playing to win, obviously. So dangerous tackle half. We spoke about this yesterday.
Oh, yes.
Kyle Chandler. Now, I thought he was in trouble. It was a bit of a face plant. Two matches. Does this mean that the tackle is under threat? Because there wasn't a lot of malice in it. It just sort of got pushed forward.
No, we discussed this just today, and I thought he was a chance to get off. But when you go through the way it's seen at the moment, with any level of concussion and due to the force of someone else, I was probably silly in the way I assessed that.
Mm.
So he cops his 2 weeks. They're not even going to challenge it. Cade Chandler and Luke Foley's a bit crook still over there in West Coast Eagles, over in the West. So
yep.
I think, yeah, it's... Oh, I still don't think he did too much wrong, I must admit. He let him go before he... hit the deck anyway. But if it's your fault and there's probably another way, then the MRO is just going to say, have a spell.
So are you comfortable that he gets 2 weeks, but Liam Ryan gets one?
Not overly.
Because this is action versus outcome. And so I understand why Chandler got 2 weeks, but... It's the whole thing around action versus outcome, isn't it?
But that's the system. So, I mean,
I know. I'm not. Yeah, that's
but,
right.
But half one was a
system
football
need to
act.
Change.
Yeah, one's a football act, the tackle.
Well, the bump's a football act too. It was in the course of play. It wasn't as if it was off the ball.
It was intentionally ran past the ball and got him high.
No, I'm okay with the action. And this is like if we're grading the old Jimmy Vartel conversation we have: if football acts a non-football act, and you get a week if it's a non-football act before you even start. I wouldn't be giving him a week before we start. I think it's a football act, the Liam Ryan situation.
What about Essendon? We need to move on to this. I mean, last night it was extraordinary. On the couch, used to be compelling viewing, maybe not so much anymore, because they always had a great guest, didn't they, Whitey? There'd be someone under the pump on the couch. Goes back to the Mike Sheen. Talking footy days, Robert Wall's days. Well, they were really back in business last night. Dyson Heppel fronted up just to defend on the Dylan Shield situation. Just the way Essendon are going. Take a listen to a very passionate skipper of the Bombers, Dyson Heppel.
I had no idea it was happening in the moment. I hadn't even seen the vision. That was the first time. So if you're aware of it in the moment, I have no doubt teammates will go straight over and help and support.
Have you spoken about it as a group? Have you addressed that moment as a group?
No, mate, no. I hadn't seen that vision at all, no. Lloydie's got every right to say that. No doubt. Everyone has their own opinion. That's fine. But what does he want Dylan to plough through someone, give away a free kick, give away a 50-metre penalty and another goal? You know, this day and age, free kicks are given away so quickly. And I think that the hardness and the firmness and what you're talking about in being a nice football team, it's not about giving away free kicks or showing full-blown aggression, or it's when the ball's there to be won. That's what we want to stand for. We need to just find that vibrant f***ing energy and work towards it. You know, I do. I f***ing feel the emotion, mate. And it's, you know, I want to absolutely have full belief.
Dropping a few bombs there, the skipper.
Yeah, we had on the couch last night. I got on the editing machine there and went beep.
How'd you find the button?
Step forward. No, that was you were producing sort of.
No, I found a pre-beep version. Extraordinary though. Number one, Heppel, very passionate. But seriously, you do not have to drop the F-bomb to prove that you're passionate. That's stupidity on national TV to start with.
I'm not sure he went in with the plan of doing
that. But he did
that.
It twice.
Yeah, but that's probably how he speaks a bit too. And you need to be able to be refined that when you're on national
television. I think you can refine that.
But I'm not too stressed about that. If that's his biggest issue last night, he's going okay.
But if you need to drop the F-bomb just to put some extra icing on what you're saying, that's a concern. I know he was passionate.
I actually don't think he meant to.
But he did it twice, Whitey.
I think he did more than twice. But I think he... Look, I've never seen Dyson Heppel as passionate and emotional as he was last night. And I think it shows how much he's hurting and how much he's caring. So I think that's the starting point with that interview. I think there were some interesting things he said. And there's some interesting things he didn't say. But he fronted up. I applaud Essendon for putting the captain up and to... You know, answer some very difficult and uncomfortable questions.
We surprised half that he hadn't seen the vision of Dylan Shield. He sort of haven't seen it yet. It was 36 hours on, much talked about. He's captain, and perhaps would he have gone back and had a look at it?
I'm surprised that he hadn't been made aware of it. How about that? It's not necessarily had he seen it, but had he been made aware of it. Because if you don't see it in the moment, and he's not watching replays of the whole game, I wouldn't imagine too many Bombers players these days. So they watch their edits in their little patches and go through that. But I'm surprised, being the captain who's been put in front of a television camera, that he hadn't been made aware of it, given a chance to see it.
And also, obviously, Lloydie's take is you plough through Parker, you give away a free for the greater good. So for
Lloydie actually clarified that last night. I saw a bit of this on Classified when he was talking about it. They threw it at him. And he said, not necessarily go out there and whack blokes, but just be really strong in that next contest and make your physicality known. So it was what he was saying.
But sometimes, is it worth giving away a free? You're going to lose the game anyway. To change things up, just for the greater good and the long term, that can be a turning point. It could be a line in the sand moment, half.
Yeah, but it might cost you the game too. Who knows? Like, if I'm the coach, like if I've got my coaching hat on, and I've seen someone who's perhaps had a moment that they won't be overly wrapped about, and I'm certainly not wrapped about, then they go and back it up with another mistake by being a goose and trying to show us how tough they are. I'm annoyed about that. I'm really annoyed about that. They're not staying on the ground for very long. We're going to have a conversation about your life. Because that annoys me. Because it actually becomes about you more than us. If you put yourself in front of the team, then that's a problem.
You expect a response, Whitey, from Essendon?
I don't know what to expect from Essendon, to be honest. I was expecting them to be a lot better against Sydney. And I think that's the problem with Essendon. I don't know what to expect. I don't think the fans know what to expect. And that's that whole thing around, I guess, trusting the team. And like, it's just got to the point with Essendon now where words are kind of a bit cheap. It's actually about actions. But I think it's really good that Dyson fronted up there, and I think that's a great thing. But this is the whole problem with a team that's half lacking confidence. And you've been through this as coach of Carlton, is that you can say all you like, but if your players can't then back it up with actions, you can look silly as a coach.
The test of your culture will be how quickly it disintegrates or how quickly you can get it back together.
Exactly right. And Dyson did talk about that yesterday. Exactly right. Mm. It's about, he's confident that the playing group hasn't splintered or fractured, that they are clearly aware that they're not playing very well, but he's confident that there hasn't been this, you know, talking corridors and all these sorts of things, that they're all in it together. But whether the team likes it or not, or the club likes it or not, they're going to be now judged on their actions on Saturday night and beyond. And it's about stripping it back. It's about looking for little wins and that they are playing together.
Well, there was a suggestion that the game plan is going to be stripped back.
There was talk.
Conversations about that within the walls there, the corridors of power there at Tullamarine, that they're getting a little bit funky and fancy and they've got to strip it right back and just keep it pretty simple.
Well, there will be some changes. I think there is some more news around as well. James,
well, just, well, I just want to say...
I want to move on.
I'm not going to let you, because I just want to say one more thing.
You can't do that,
mate. Oh, one more thing on Essendon.
He doesn't want to let you move on. He won't let
I think we've got to remember with Essendon, last year they made the finals, they beat one top eight team for the entire year. We just got to remember that they made the finals, but they weren't a great team last year.
Look, I thought Essendon, even in that final play, the Dogs were under the pump at halftime down in Tassie. If they'd just taken their chances, they would have been two or three goals up. There were a few iffy decisions. They were quite competitive in that final, Whitey.
Absolutely they were.
So they've fallen a long way since.
If it didn't rain, who knows what would
happen. That's right. They were dominating the inside 50s.
But they only did beat one top eight team last year. Mm. So it's not like they are a team that was an excellent team last season, and they're well off where they were last year.
For a bloke who wanted to move on, you're engaged in that conversation really quickly.
Well, I had to.
You took it further, actually.
Because he took the opportunity to mention the Bulldogs.
I didn't want to upset Whitey.
Any chance.
Good news at Hawthorn, James Sicily.
Great news.
5-year deal, released exclusively to the Herald Sun, which is always a bugbear for journos when it gets dropped in the Herald Sun. But they got the back page, which is a great result. He looks like certainly the next captain, you'd think, half of Hawthorn. You being a Hawks great, you'd support that.
Very keen to see James develop.
Yep. Gunston, I think he's avoided the Liz Frank.
So your doctor at the pub wasn't right?
No, but it's
your
still
your pub
a bad
doctor
one.
Was too many beers at the pub for your medico.
But it's a medial ligament to the ankle, which is a strange
nothing
one.
Nothing like Liz.
Well, it can be Arnie Liz, but it was close to Arnie Liz. But it was,
Nick Cox has got the Liz Frank.
Yes, that's right. So medial ligament to the ankle, which is rare. Now, it's a long term, a mid to long term, I think. So different to the lateral. So that'll be several weeks, I think, for Gunston. Of course, Zach Williams, 10 to 12. It wasn't the Achilles.
No.
It was a Johnny Patton type calf injury, and even worse than that. So basically a high-end calf strain. So that's 10 to 12 weeks.
Calf strain, 10 to 12
weeks. Yeah, it must be a bad one. Now, I also want to just quickly talk about Damien Hardwick. He's, of course, on the medicinal marijuana. Now, I mentioned Cheech and Chong last week, and it seems that Dimmer's a bit of a fan of Cheech and Chong as well.
I've copped a fair bit of flack, I reckon, for the medical marijuana. The players reckon I'm doing cones in the box upstairs half the time. But anyway, it's one of the stigmas, I think, that's a little bit around it. It's a medicinal...
have a serious side to it, though.
It does, absolutely. It's been incredibly beneficial for me and taken away a lot of my... inflammation and pain, which is
going to help so many people. Seriously, because they read that if you have it, it's going to encourage other people to have
it. Well, there's certainly a stigma attached, and I was one of those. You know, I remember watching the Cheech and Chong movies when I was a kid. And
you just wanted to mention Cheech and Chong because you referenced it last week.
No, it was interesting. If half the players thought he's doing cones. But
is he an ice cream fan? Is that what that means? He likes
ice
cream?
Yeah, I think so. I'm not sure what a cone is. Whitey's...
you have ice cream in it.
Choc Top for Whitey.
Well, our Neapolitan conversation this morning ties in beautifully.
At our house, the chocolate always went first, the strawberry second, and vanilla last. Because if you like vanilla, why don't you just buy a tub of vanilla? Why are you even going to Neapolitan?
Well, because it's a bit of a change-up, because the three together are actually a win.
But you're saying the vanilla's that far ahead. I see it as just the consolation prizes and token that you've got the two other colours in the tub.
I think it's actually a fair call.
What do you mean?
If you want the vanilla, you may as well.
No, your question was if you could choose one of the flavours of the Neapolitan.
That's
so that's a very different conversation.
No, it is, but it's a fair call. But I agree.
For us, the special treat was when Mum would go the Blue Ribbon. It's like extra creamy.
Have you seen how that's made? Oh, that's the Viennetta, isn't it? The Viennetta.
Yeah, the Viennetta. That's intoxicating viewing.
Unbelievable.
Talking to Tigers, I'm about to ring Barmy.
Mesmerising.
And I think we should ask Barmy if he's on the medicinal marijuana as well.
Surprised you didn't mention Toby Tax today.
Toby Tax, yeah, unlucky. Well, we talked about Lynch. That probably should have copped a week, the elbow. And you look at the, and you mentioned this, we looked at the replay and it's identical to what Toby did last year and got a week. But danger.
Toby Tax. It's real.
Mm.
It is real. Very surprised by that. Very surprised. I reckon Barmy would be pretty happy about it, though. Very happy that Tom is not spending any time on the sidelines.